Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian this afternoon. A little less Brian today.
He's real.
He is real. He's around. He's just not on air with us today. But folks, you could join us on air. 844-967-2789. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha. Always streaming on the Devil Radio app. You can follow the show on Twitter as well, at Dueling Tangents. You can follow both the stations, the Shaw on Facebook and Twitter, and Devil Radio 92.7 on Facebook and Twitter. And you can stay informed, up to date with everything that we're doing on the social medias. We share a lot of the stories that we're talking about on air, as well as news and headlines from around Wisconsin and the region. But up next, before I continue into the PolitiFact ratings of the Evers-O-Meter, I'm going to go to the phone lines and be joined by our friend from Prairie du Sac. We got Mark on the line. Mark, how you doing this afternoon?
Doing okay. And the big caveat that never, that apparently PolitiFact isn't admitting here, that, Evers was sabotaged before he even took office with, Wanker's last vicious little act before he left, signing away, a lot of the governors and elected officials, statewide elected officials' powers, saying that what the legislature's got to do is legislature's got to do that. Scotty Wanker never did deliver the 250,000 jobs he promised, but he did deliver a good chunk of change to the Chinese company Foxconn, and that unless you admit the real facts, I mean, PolitiFact once likes to be honest and all that, but that's part of the facts that can't be omitted to actually have an honest look at the facts. I mean,
yeah, that's exactly what I brought it up. I mean, omitting that information, and I think it's fortunate, I guess, Mark, that the legislature didn't have so much foresight that they could foresee the pandemic coming, because one thing they didn't take away from the governor's office was the executive branch's ability here in the state of Wisconsin to be able to be the body that allocates federal funds. The federal relief funds are what the Evers administration has been doing to send as much direct aid and assistance to those suffering from the COVID-19 pandemic and the ramifications of the new norm here in Wisconsin and around the country. Without Evers having that ability, I believe that a lot of that state aid here in Wisconsin would not have gone to the places that it went. It went to small businesses. There's been analysis done that Evers was the most pro-business, pro-small business governor when it came to sending that aid to the people that need it. Because had the Republican legislature got any say in that process, they would have sat on it and they would have used it for tax cuts like other Republican states around the country. We have $3.8 billion right now in surplus, and you have Republican candidates bemoaning the fact of high gas prices, blaming it for some reason on the Evers administration and the Biden administration. It's their fault that gas prices got so high. They're not saying anything now about them coming down. And they have this surplus that they could send direct relief to Wisconsin taxpayers right now, today, if they wanted to. The Evers administration called for a special session on it, and Republicans gaveled in and gaveled out because they don't want government to work for the people. They want government to work for their donors. And it's a good thing that Evers can deliver on those things, because we'd just be sitting waiting for even more assistance if the Republicans had their way in Wisconsin.
Yeah, the Republicans simply don't care. I mean, and that's what Evers should just continue to point out. How long have those guys actually been in session since the pandemic started? They ignored taking any action during the pandemic to alleviate the quote-unquote voting crisis that supposedly occurred, and then they take it out on the executive, the appointed authority that actually tried to do what they could to alleviate people's problems when it came to the ballot box.
Yeah, I mean, they want to complain now about the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which is a body that was created by Voss, former state Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and Scott Walker. They want to bemoan the thing that they created to administer elections in the state of Wisconsin, that they decided not to go into session and give any special advice on how to administer an election in the midst of the worst pandemic that we had seen in a century. And instead, they use it as a punching bag now. They are undermining Wisconsinites' integrity in elections. People are concerned that there's voter fraud out there, despite any ability to prove that there's voter fraud out there, because Republicans have been decrying, saying that there's voting fraud. And it's a cyclical thing. They can just cry about it over and over and over again. And it's very little talked about than the fact that it is the body that they created, the WEC, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, created during the Walker administration by Republicans, and it's their boogeyman now. But getting back to this piece over at PolitiFact, only going to have time for about one more here, and I want to choose one that they rate as a compromise, which is an interesting way to say how Evers delivered on this one. But getting back to that American Rescue Plan funds and a lot of the federal pandemic relief funding that came in from Congress and the president, one of those things that was targeted outside of just small business support for Wisconsin small businesses was broadband access. Evers' administration, when he ran in 2018, knew that rural broadband and getting high-speed internet to the people that did not have it was an important topic. It is something that he ran on. And had the pandemic and the relief that we've received not happened, I don't believe that the amount of broadband projects that are happening around the state right now would be happening, because Republicans wanted to take a loan out. They wanted to take a loan out. Despite the fact that we have a surplus, they wanted to borrow the money to do the Republican proposal for broadband. And the Evers administration said, no, we're going to deliver $125 million. We're going to do, I believe it's more than 71 projects approved in 2021. Evers is delivering on this, and the best he gets is a compromise, because he didn't get it all. He didn't get broadband access for all. He said that for all in his campaign promise. And despite the fact that he delivered for more than 83,000 homes that didn't have it, 4,600 businesses that didn't have high-speed broadband, Evers was the only one working on that issue, besides the fact that you had some bad faith arguments from Republicans for funding in the most recent state budget. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm going to be joined by Sean Fetterplace when we get back. 844-967-2789.